three weaving together of the different things that are happening in our world around us, and how do we steer the show with those three things. The first one I'm going to talk about today when I get into my topics is Bidenomics. We're down to it. Bidenomics. I mean, they used to have Reaganomics, they had Obamanomics, but now, oh Lord, we got Bidenomics. We're talking about supply chain and inflation and everything else. And I got some audio that I'm going to play for you that just tells you that if you're seeing it right now, like Charlene went to the store yesterday and found empty shelves in some places, I'm just telling you, it's everywhere. We'll talk about Bidenomics as number one on the triple dipper. Number two, workforce woes. Where are the employees that you need? Where is everybody? I mean, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 50% of small businesses say they still have staffing needs right now. That's pretty incredible. So we're going to talk about workforce and sort of work that through a little bit. And then the last one, here's the fun part. I mean, as I began working through, and I was up early this morning working on the show, and as I put everything together, I kept seeing stuff, and I found myself saying, God, did they really say that? So I'm doing a whole segment just called, Did They Really Say That? I mean, it's amazing to me the things that liberals say. I look at it, and it, on this face, you have to just shake your head and go, did they really just say that? And yeah, they did. So I got a whole segment. I'm going to boggle your mind with a potpourri, a veritable cornucopia, a vast plethora, if you will, of did they really say that? And we'll do that. But I got to tell you, you know, I said I was up early this morning. And I was working on the show, and I mean, it's literally somewhere around 5 a.m. I was reviewing stories, checking sources, getting my head into the day, and I came across this amazing video, and you may have already seen it. It was a man, just a dude, you know, on his way to work, jeans and a ball cap, just a blue-collar guy. He was standing there talking to his buddy that works the counter at the local Quick Mart out in Arizona where he lives. I think he was in Yuma. It's a place where he stops and gets coffee or a you know, like a monster drink on his way to work every day. And in the video that I saw, it lasts all of about 10 seconds, three would-be armed robbers came in the door right behind him, with one of them pointing a gun and shouting to open the register. But our dude, who just was standing there, he just turned around and with zero hesitation, he knocked the guy's gun hand up and decked him, decked the armed robber, while his two buddies just beat it out the door, showing nothing to the world but their elbows and shoe soles as they abandoned their bandit brother. It was epic. I sent it out on my Twitter. By the way, check it out if you haven't already seen it. Go to my Twitter feed, @Sen, that's S-E-N, @Sen Phil Williams. I sent it out on my Twitter right then, and I had a quote with it. I said, well, there's sheep and there's sheepdogs. But as I drove to work, I was also amazed to already hear that that hero was on Fox News this morning describing what happened. Turns out he was a former Marine, and he credits that to some degree with his actions. It was somewhat of a muscle memory. But then he said that what really drove him was not that he used to be a Marine as much as the fact that long ago he decided he was going to be the kind of person that would do that. That's the kind of person he would be, that he would look to the care and the well-being of himself and those around him. That's a sheepdog. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now, and I relate that whole story because that mental state that I described that he had, that's where we need to be at all times. You have to prepare yourself in advance for what you will say, what you will do, how you will react, because if you wait until the crisis emerges, it's already too late. In reflexive fire training in the military, we'd work on the hard skills of pivoting from the ready position while flicking off the safety on our M4s and put three rounds into a target, ideally two in the chest, one in the head, and then return to safe, ready, and pivot back. And it was not focused so much on marksmanship. It was reflexive. It was muscle memory. I mean, you all remember the movie Karate Kid, right? Show me sand the floor. Show me wax on, wax off. Well, it seemed irritating to the main character in Karate Kid when you really realized was he was teaching him muscle memory. And those are physical altercations. And while that's important, remember the dude from the video, right? While it's important, my point today is it's less about physical muscle memory that I want to talk about and more about the fact that he had a mindset, a mental muscle memory, if you will. He had already predetermined how he wanted to be in that kind of moment. And that's why I say so often on the show that I want to enlighten and empower and educate and entertain you in the course of describing what I feel is the conservative view on life in our world. Because if you're steeped in that position, then you're better able to respond when the time comes. Because believe me, the day you openly take a stand of any type, you're going to be challenged. How will you respond? Decide in advance. That's the point. I remember having to respond often. I mean, when I was in public office, I was challenged all the time. And I determined on one hand that as much as possible, I was going to do all that I could to be professional without giving ground. So, I mean, like one example is this. I'll never forget, the teachers union used to try and ding me constantly, especially in the first few years we were down there, until we pretty much had them emasculated. But the reality is the teachers union members used to just ding me constantly. They'd send me nasty emails, things you would never hope to hear come out of the mouth or off the keyboard of someone who teaches your kids would come to me by emails. And sometimes they'd be so puffed up and proud, and they'd copy six of their friends, and look what I'm saying to Senator Williams, and they'd send it to me. I'll never forget. One of the things I used to tell them was, because they constantly ended their emails with things like, we'll see you never get reelected, which, by the way, I did. And I would usually respond with, well, I didn't get elected to get reelected. I'm going to do what I believe is right. And that used to just freak them out until one day one of them challenged me back and said, didn't get elected to get reelected. What does that even mean? And I said, that was a direct quote from Ronald Reagan, and I never heard from her again. But it was a professional but a firm response. The other thing I've always tried to do is to have my answers ready to go at a moment's notice. And you don't always have to have the answers right there at your fingertips. Let me make sure you understand. It's not about having to know all the answers at the time. Just know where to find them. I'll never forget years ago when I was just going through training to be a Young Life volunteer, which is a ministry here in town. I was training, and part of it was learning to understand how best to use the Bible. And in this particular case, I was downtown Huntsville on Clinton Avenue, and there was a lady who was literally preaching on a street corner, and I walked by and I smiled, and she started saying some things to me, and it dawned on me what she was saying I did not agree with at all. It was like way out there. And she started basically coming at me with questions, and I looked at her and I said, would you mind if I got my notes out of my car? It's right over there. I didn't have all the answers in my head, but I knew where some answers were. What could she say? What could anyone say to that? I went and got my notes, and we sat there for 20 minutes on the street corner until she got so frustrated she left, because I just kept politely saying, I understand why you say that, but here's what I believe the Bible says, and I had an answer, but I had to go get my notes to be able to help me do it. In other words, what I'm saying is part of the mental mindset here is know where the answers are and be willing to take that moment where you say, I don't know right now, but if you give me 1 second, I'll find out. But if that fails, understand you don't have to go into the defensive. You can pivot. You can initiate your own version of what I would call a reflexive firing with a viewpoint by simply asking the confronter to justify their statements before you reply much more. Here's how you do that. The great conservative icon, Thomas Sowell, he came up with three questions that every liberal should be asked when you're debating them. Here's those three questions, and they are disarming if you think about it. When you're debating a liberal who tells you what you need to do because they see social policy being different than yours or whatever, first question, compared to what? Compared to what? What are you comparing that to? Make them answer that question. And then number two is this, at what price? At what price? And if they can't answer that, how can you go any further? But then number three is this, what hard evidence do you have? What hard evidence do you have? And then be prepared to do the same to them in return. Have your own comparisons, have your own price tag, and have your own hard evidence. See, libs don't like confrontation any more than that woman that I was talking to in downtown Huntsville. But we should be ready at all times to give an accounting for what we believe. Prepare. In advance, get that muscle memory down. Decide how you want to be, and decide what's valuable. Be the sheepdog. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm telling you right now, that dude on the video inspired me, man. I hope y'all have seen it. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Google it. Go to my Twitter feed. Do something. But old boy literally just turned around, assessed in about a half a second, and took down the bad guy. And his buddies took off out the door. Who knows? He might have saved a life. At the very least, he stopped a robbery. And he held the guy in place until the police got there. Gotta love it. So glad there's sheepdogs like him in the world. All right, folks, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back after this.